The Godiva Festival has been cancelled. Let's speak with Assistant Chief Executive of Coventry City Council, Joss Parry. Joss, good morning.
Good morning, Annie.
Good morning. When did you take the decision?
We took the decision this morning. We've just come back from site, so you probably heard as we made the decision.
Yeah. What was wrong with the site that made you cancel?
The backstage area in particular, where we've been taking all the kit in and out, has got very, very boggy. We've held off making the decision right as long as we possibly could, but there are some very, very experienced festival build people down there, and they're just saying now it's dangerous. They can't move around on it.
What, particularly so, muddy and sort of squelching around up to your ankles, kind of boggy?
It's boggy, and vehicles are getting stuck, and people are slipping over. It's too dangerous for people to work backstage.
Have you had people working on the site to try and make it okay for the festival to go ahead?
Absolutely. We've been down every day. We've been getting on with the build whilst fighting the weather conditions, really, making sure that we could go ahead if at all possible. We looked at it last night and put off the decision till this morning. If we'd had a dry night last night and a bit of wind, I think we'd have been in with a chance of going ahead. So we didn't want to make the decision until absolutely the last minute. But when the people who are professional at putting these things on, and they're saying, I was talking to a guy there who's been doing it for 13 years, and he said it's the worst he's seen. So it's, you know, they can't work in those conditions. It's not safe to do so.
Joss, about 100,000 people are expected to attend this festival. It's a free festival. It's very popular. I think this would have been its 15th year, big headline band like Echo and the Bunnymen. How are you going to let all of those people know that it's cancelled? Apart from, obviously, people who are listening to this show who will know.
Well, I was just going to say, fortunately, we've got people like you who are on the ball and can get the message out there. Obviously, we'll be using all of our social media. I popped into a shop on the way back from the site just to let them know, and they said they'd already picked it up. A taxi driver had been in and told them. So I think the message is getting out very quickly, but the more you can do as well, and we're really grateful for the media for getting the message out for us.
Part of the issue, presumably, of the cancellation is that this isn't like a field that can eventually recover. This is a park that has to be in use by Monday.
It's a park, and we're going to need to keep some of it fenced off while we do some reparation work on it, because obviously the weather has really not been in our favour for moving some of the heavy gear around. So, and it needs to come back for people's use, and we'll get it back and looking beautiful as soon as we can.
Yeah.
Really, really important message to get out. The torch relay event is on a different site.
I was just going to come to that. That is still going to go ahead, you
absolutely
reiterate.
Absolutely going ahead. I think if we can just ask people to keep an eye on what the advice is around parking, we're going to try and make sure that we can find as much parking that's off-site as we can, but we'll be checking that. And again, the parking area, it won't have the parking on over the Godiva, so it should be okay for the torch, but we'll double-check that as we go along.
One final point, Joss, is, of course, that this is a big event, big headline name like Echo and the Bunnymen, other bands as well, other people coming to the festival. What's the cost going to be, and are you insured for this sort of eventuality?
Bad weather insurance is not easy to get. It's very difficult.
So you're going to have to take a hit on the money side of it. Are you insured for this?
The cost of the festival is what the cost would have been if it had gone ahead. So we really there's
so no, how much is that going
on,
to be
when you go on to this stage?
Yeah.
of the festival. Of course, you've got your artist books. You've got all of the kit there.
But how much is it going to cost you then?
With the loss of income from the concessions that are coming in, I need to double check that. And it's
ballpark figure. Ballpark figure.
350,000.
350,000. And
yep.
And you're not insured for that.
You really can't get bad weather insurance for festivals. It's not something that they will do.
So the council's going to have to take the hit on that for £350,000.
Well, a lot of that is already spent because it's obviously you need to pay the people to come in and do the work.
Yeah.
The cancellation is not taken lightly because obviously we desperately wanted to go ahead. We're all very disappointed.
I understand that, Joss. So just to reiterate then, aside from the cost issues, the torch procession and so on will go ahead. Will the parade be cancelled?